Everybody, how you doing tonight, you drinkers, you drunkies, you winos, you fucking hobos? How the hell's your weekend? How the hell was your week? I realize this podcast is coming out late, man. I pushed it to the max, man. I had a lot of shit going on, and it's actually the Lord's Day. It's actually Football Sunday, and dude, I'm excited, man. I am really excited. You know how I feel about preseason. If you've listened for a while, you know I don't give a fuck about preseason. Anything. Baseball, hockey, basketball, football. Don't care. Don't want to see it. You know, it's really bad in DFW, too, with all the hype that's built around the Cowboys and everything. It's every fucking year. Every fucking year. And I get it. Like, we got a good team. You know, we have good players. But it's, you know, when it's every year, you're saying you're going to win it every year. It's like, come on, man. You know? Just fucking cover what they're doing, how they're doing, if anybody's hurt, that's it. They just overhype the Cowboys all the time. And I get sick of listening to it. But actually this year, aside from all the horrific shit that's happened in 2020, I actually like how it worked out with the NFL this year. They're just starting. It's no preseason. They're just, tonight counts. Dallas Cowboys against the LA Rams. It counts. It goes in the books. Are you going to be 1-0 or 0-1? What's it going to be? Week 1. I love it, man. It cut out all the bullshit for me. I didn't have to hear a bunch of build up to it. I do what I like to do, which is I like to sit on my fucking ass and I just like to turn on the game aside from all the bullshit that was talked before. And I just like to watch the game. I want us to play well. That's it. The end. Let's win the game. Do whatever we got to do to win the game. That's it. That's all I want to see. I don't want to, you just like, you know, back in the day, I get it with like boxing or whatever. You know, they used to build up the fights and Muhammad Ali was fucking amazing at talking shit. You know, he was fucking great at it. So you wanted to see the fight. You know, he's calling the other dude every name in the fucking book. And it's just, you know, you're like, oh my God, somebody's going to get hurt. And that's where it all started. And now it's like every fight is that way. Every two fighters don't like each other. And every, you know, oh, I'm going to hurt him. It's like, dude, come on. Do we have to do this before? It's worn out. If two guys genuinely don't like each other, play that shit up. But if they're just like, we actually hang out and play Xbox on the weekend, I really don't mind the guy. Don't even fucking worry about covering it. Let's talk about something else. Let's look at previous fights, you know? I mean, it's like every fucking, you know, I guess they're all trying to get to the title. It makes sense. You know, you're in my way to get to where I want to be, so I'm going to take you out. But Jesus Christ, man, not everybody has a personal vendetta against the person they're about to fight. You know, it's all that buildup I don't like. But luckily, this season, like I said, none of that buildup. It's just starting tonight. And how long do I have? Actually, did I start this too late? Oh my God, it starts in 5 minutes. Fuck! What have I done? I really did piss away my week, you guys. I really did piss away my week. Monday night came, I was like, oh, I should do the podcast, but I can do it tomorrow, I can do it on Tuesday. Tuesday came around, I was feeling pretty fucking good, but something came up. You know, it's just like every day this week, something came up. And a lot of sports, it was a lot sport related. You know, that had a lot to do with it. I have to imagine, I feel so bad for my chick sometimes, man. I have to imagine she's like living with an addict. And my drug of choice is fucking sports. The only good news, the only bright light to that is my addiction ends every 3 hours and doesn't start to like 2 days from then, you know, and then it only lasts 3 hours again. And then, you know, I'm good. But now that we got hockey going, we got fucking she will not let me watch Tampa Bay, New York Islanders series. She's like, no, you watched your team. The Cowboys are playing Sunday. Let's watch something else. I'm like, all right, fine, fuck. Jesus Christ. Like, I can't even do what I want to do. God. Just such a fucking baby. You know, I just have to imagine. That's what it's like to live with an addict. The only difference is, like I said, in mine ends. You know, you live with an addict, it's probably like, you know, every fucking couple of hours, you're just like, I need more. Get out of my room. Whatever, I don't know. I don't know why I imagined like a mom and a son in a, you know, in a house together. And he's like addicted to fucking whatever. It doesn't matter. Anyways. So yeah, a lot to talk about this week, man. It's all built up. I am excited in 5 minutes. It kind of sucks that it's 5 minutes that the Cowboys game is starting. But hopefully we have a good game. I'll at least catch the third quarter on. See how we're playing. Mike McCarthy, you know, as our head coach, had some kind of QB camp with Dak Prescott. Hopefully that fucking helped him. Hopefully we... Dude, how weird does that LA Rams logo look, though? It doesn't look right. It just looks weird. But I'm hoping they just don't have their shit together and we get an easy win. Nothing's easy in the NFL, right? Somebody's going to take you out. You know what I wish they would do more in other sports? NFL, I'm looking at you. NBA, I'm looking at you. I wish they would let them fight more, you know? Like, that would be fucking amazing. I just wish they would let... I guess, you know, in the NBA, you would just get... You'd go out and draft a Shaquille O'Neal so he could just chokehold everybody. He can't do fucking chokeholds. Just fists. We're not going to turn into the UFC. You can just hit each other. There's no kicking, just punching. You can box each other up. That's it. I think they should settle things like that. I don't think it would be bad for the sport. You know, if you're in football, you got to take your shoulder pads off. You got to take your helmet off and fucking square up. Let them go at it. And then that's how shit gets squashed. And maybe that's not what they want. Maybe that's not what the NFL wants. They don't want shit to get squashed because they know after men get in a fight, we can go have a fucking beer together, right? They don't want that. They want it to be built up. But that just seems worse to where you're going to fucking blow out somebody's knee, you know, because you're pissed off at them. That's just ridiculous. Where you could just smack them around a little bit or get smacked around if you're talking too much shit. I think it should be implemented in all the sports. I'm just saying. Cheers, everybody. By the way, what I'm drinking tonight is my tequila. What kind of tequila do I have? Oh, my Juarez Reposado tequila with my mango Mexican soda. I forget how to say the fucking name of the Mexican soda, but it's mango flavored. So that's what I'm sipping on tonight. Hopefully you guys have something delicious to drink in front of you. As always, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber, get a Lyft. And the only reason I really tell you guys that every week is because I do work out on the highways. I really don't want to be a grease spot on one of these highways because one of you fucks couldn't stop drinking and then he chose to drive. And I'm sitting there on a fucking mower and I get squashed. You know, I don't want that. It's really self-preservation. I'm saying it like I'm looking out for you guys. I'm looking out for me, you know? But I really am though too. I don't want to get, you know, some fucking drunk driver swerving and shit, dude. That's scary as fuck. If you've never been, you know, I'm sure a lot of you have. You've had your car break down and you're on that right side lane. How fucking fast those cars fly by. You're like, dude, all it takes is someone to, you know, oh fuck, I dropped my phone and reaching under the gas pedal and it's fucking over. You skid out, you can't slow down, you lose control. Just imagine if someone was fucking drunk. Or even worse, sometimes, texting and driving on the highway. Jesus Christ. Dude, it's horrific. Horrific. And I say that because I see a lot of women doing it, you fucking whores. It is horrific. I see guys doing it too, but Jesus Christ. It's like you should just have an attachment on the steering wheel because that's where your phone sits when you drive. And you're constantly looking down, looking up, looking down, looking up, looking down, looking up. I watch people all day long, man. I drive around in a car, I watch people. I drive around in the work truck, I watch people. And that's all fucking people do is texting and driving. So don't text and drive. Don't drink and drive. Get an Uber, get a Lyft. Stay where the hell you're at. Cheers. Let's take another drink. But yeah, back to settling scores, man. I loved in the Tampa New York Islanders game. I'm saying how she won't let me watch it. And I fucking, you know, I'm sneaking peeks here and there. She's like, I got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, yeah, yeah, get up there. Go ahead. I need to go after you're done. So, but just take your time though. Yeah. Just take your time. And I flip it over to the Islanders game. Dude, that hack in the leg on an empty net, that's kind of bullshit. You know, the Tampa Bay D, man, it's like the game's fucking over. Why hack him in the thigh? But I loved how the refs handled it. They let the dudes, not those specific guys, but they let some guy, a guy from each team throw their gloves down and they let him fucking fight. It was awesome. I love it, dude. I think that should really be, I wonder if anybody's ever died from that. That's actually something I want to look up. I've always kind of wondered about this, and this is actually the perfect time to look that up. Hockey players that died during the game. Okay, Wikipedia, list of ice hockey players who died during their playing careers. That's not quite what I'm looking for. I mean, I'm sure that's not uncommon. Dying during your playing. I'm talking specifically like on the ice, like got hit in the head with a fucking puck. You know, got rammed through the boards. Let's see. Before 1930, let's see what this list says. 28, age 28, Fred Higginbotham from Canada. Date of death, September 1896. Horse riding accident. That has nothing to... That's not what I'm looking for. All right. Next guy. Frank Falvey, January 14th, 1903, is when he died. Acute peritonitis. What the fuck is that? Peritonitis is an inflammation of the peritoneum, the lining of the inner wall of the abdomen and cover of the abdomen organs. So it just inflamed and like exploded. Oh God, did that happen on the ice? Member of the MIT men's ice hockey team and club president. Okay. Let's see. We're just actually, I'm not going to read their names. I'm just going to go down the list and see. There's another fucking horse riding accident. Get the fuck out of here. So a guy died in 1896 from a horse riding accident, a hockey player from Canada. In 1904, another guy dies from a horse riding accident. Member of the Ottawa Silver Seven, captain of Ottawa Rough Riders, brother of Frank McGee. James A. McGee died of a horse riding accident. Here's another guy. Complications from on-ice injury. Okay, I don't want to go way back in history. I want to get to the bottom of the list and go that way. Like, closest to me. August 8th, 2020. Oh, God, maybe I shouldn't have done this. Motorcycle accident. That's fucking awful. Why would I look? This is so morbid. I don't know why I thought this was a good idea. Jesus Christ. Heart cancer. We're talking about death here. What are we doing? Heart attack. Murder? Murdered who? Shot to death along with his girlfriend and her family members. Good God. All right. This was a bad topic. I do apologize. good Lord. Maybe you shouldn't look things up on the podcast, like, at random, like you just did. Anyways, cheers, everybody. Sorry about that. In lighter news, my Dallas fucking Stars! You love them, you hate them. No, you know what? Mostly everybody fucking hates the Stars, and I love it. I absolutely love my team, obviously. And I love that they don't get any fucking credit. They suck McKinnon's dick all the Colorado series until it was, like, pretty much over. And they're like, oh, Dallas played better fucking good. No. Vegas Golden Knights, the favorite to win this series. And this series is not over. I am not gloating. I'm just saying, you were the favorite. You're down 3-1. What the fuck? And people are still barely talking about the Stars. They're talking about Stone and fucking Fleury and what's that dude? That is a giant fucking human in goal for them. I think we kind of got to him. We rattled him a little bit. Jamie Benn hit him in like the thigh with a puck, you know? He got hit like almost on the collarbone last game when we went up 3-1 in the series. Dude, fucking great, man. Applaud. Cheers to my Dallas Stars. Cheers, everybody. Fuck. And I got to be completely honest, I did not expect to be up 3-1. I knew it was going to be a hard-fought series. I expected it to go even all the way to Game 7. It still might go to Game 7, you know. As long as we have one good game in the next three games, like we have, we'll be fine. I don't want it to go 7. And I think also Khudobin could use a little bit of a break, but you get kind of worried, don't you? I do. If your team wins out, or if they sweep one round and the other series goes 7 fucking games, well, they've still played. they're still clicking every day. You know, it's just like you don't want your team to get cold either. So it's hard to say. I don't want my team to lose another game. But at the same time, it's like, well, if it keeps us kind of in shape and Hudobin can still get some rest. And that dude, by the way, you are my fucking hero, Anton Hudobin. They call him Dobie. He is fucking, oh my God, dude. Balls to the fucking wall, hard on his goddamn sleeve. Just fucking monster, bro. I am so, so fucking proud of that guy. I'm so proud how the team rallies around him. They see he loves playing. He plays with his heart on his sleeve, like I said. And he's just an easy guy to get behind. You know, it's just like you fucking love the guy. With a rookie as a backup, Ben Bishop out, unfit. Dude, it's hockey players are so weird. Or like hockey PR. They won't ever say why they're just unfit to play. That's all they'll give you. You know, is he having a mental breakdown? No, he's just unfit to play. Did his leg fall off? No, he's just unfit to play. You don't fucking know. They'll never give it up. It's fucking weird, man. You know, at least in other sports, they'll say, you know, oh, he's out with a pulled hamstring. All right, well, that's cool. You know, that shit happens. You know, turf toe is kind of the bitchiest thing you can pull out to get out of a game, right? But, yeah, man. Oh, my God. I'm just fucking thrilled. Thrilled with how my Stars are playing right now. And, you know, not to hate on Tyler Seguin. We do need some goals. From Tyler Seguin, but you know what, man, he is doing a lot of little things right too that I'm not necessarily giving him credit for. So apologies, Tyler Seguin. You're winning faceoffs. You blocked a fucking crucial shot the other night. Really appreciate that. And you know, he's contributing. He's just not on the score sheet. I don't think he's getting assists or anything. It's kind of weird. But dude, I'm telling you, if Jamie Benn keeps playing the way he's played, he can change a fucking game, man. He can change a game in a fucking second. And if we can get that to happen, Radulov to keep playing the way he's been playing, the younger kids to keep playing, Hudobin to keep playing, and then you add Tyler Seguin to the mix where he's going to score goals too. Dude, if we get to that point, I no longer fear anybody. Vegas Golden Knights, I no longer fear Tampa Bay Lightning, because let's be honest, yeah, I mean, I'm pulling for you, New York. I'm pulling for you, Islanders. Trust me, I really am, because you're in our position. You're the underdog. Nobody expects you to do shit. I actually think it would be a pretty badass Stanley Cup final to see two speed teams, the New York Islanders versus the Dallas Stars. I would love to see that. But part of the reason I'm saying that too is because I really don't want to face Tampa Bay. The Lightning are just fucking ridiculous, dude. They're big, they're strong, they're pretty fucking fast. Good goaltending, like great defense. They have it all. They can do it all. You're going to have to beat them just like the Islanders beat them the other night. Keep them in a low-scoring game and just get that extra shot, that extra goal, and you can fucking... And I mean, I'm saying the goddamn obvious here, right? But you can't... It's basically like getting in the ring with Mike Tyson, you know? You don't want to brawl with him. You want to dance around him. Let him wear himself out. You know, the old rope-a-dope. You definitely don't want to stand toe-to-toe with the guy. You need him to get some of that energy out and block some shots. And, you know, it's kind of the same thing with Tampa Bay and New York. You got to just weather the storm, have some solid D, solid saves. And if you can get him through those barrages of just, you know, fucking skill and, God, whatever they're doing, you have a chance. You got to lock them into that low scoring game. You're not going to outscore them is basically all I'm saying. Dude, 2020 is so fucking crazy. Mike Tyson is working out like a psycho to prepare for a fight, apparently, against Roy Jones Jr., which I'm sort of excited about, but also like they're not going to go hard. You know, like, if I want to see a fight, I want to see a fucking fight. I want to see somebody on their fucking ass. But then I start thinking about these men's age. I'm like, do I want to see somebody on their ass at the age of fucking 52 or 55? That's scary, dude. Yeah, for anybody. Getting hit in the head and possibly knocked out at that age, dude, that's life-ending. Like, when you get older like that, dude, those hits to the head aren't fucking funny anymore. You know? You're not playing with the same deck of cards as you used to. But you know what is hilarious, and I did this just kind of subconsciously, is I started working out about the same time I heard Mike Tyson started working out. It's like, if that dude's getting in shape, there must be something fucking bad coming. I don't know why he started working out like a psycho, but I started working out too. I'm like, I don't know what's about to happen. Like, you should definitely watch this guy, and like, something's coming. Like, if he's preparing for fucking battle, you should probably fucking prepare for battle too. This dude is a psycho, but he knows some shit. He is a weird individual though, man. I listened to him the other day on the Joe Rogan podcast, and he's an odd individual. It's like he feels bad for hurting people, but he also loves it. It's like, how does that work? How? Why is that a thing? Like, you could tell he kind of felt guilt when he was talking about, I could really hurt somebody. But then it was like, he was also kind of getting like a hard-on about it. It's like, dude, wait, do you care about people or no? Like, are you fucking, calm down, dude. Like, I want to call Roy Jones Jr. and be like, don't do it, bro, he's fucking psycho. But, you know, that's the hard thing, man. If you've seen Mike Tyson move, how? How at his age is he still moving and punching like that? Like a fucking psycho, man. It's pretty wild. I don't know, man. But I took a cue from him. He started working out. That's about the time I started dieting and working out. You should all take notice. You know, he's preparing for something. I don't know what it is. World War III. Maybe just a boxing match. I don't know. It's just like bad shit. You just have to expect bad after this year, 2020. What did I just see the other day, man? I had my friend pass away. I know probably a lot of you. It wasn't COVID related or anything, but since the pandemic, you might have had a loved one pass away from COVID or, you know, whatever. Maybe even like boredom, dude. Like, I hate to think about that too. Like, someone just like so bored, they go out and do stupid shit and like fucking end up killing themselves on accident. I don't know, man. My mind just goes to weird fucking places. I just think about how many things would be different if this pandemic didn't happen. Like, how many people would still be alive if this pandemic didn't happen? You know, it's fucking nuts to think about. Obviously due to the pandemic itself, but I'm just saying from the, just the byproducts, if that's a proper word to use, of said pandemic, you know, just being bored or fucking, you know, I took 6 pills, then I normally only take 4. It's like, fuck you, goddamn overdosed, man, fuck. You know, this might not have happened if you were doing your normal shit and you were on your normal shit. I don't know, man. It just really makes me feel bad. My heart goes out to anybody who's lost anyone in this pandemic. Really anyone, anywhere in your lifetime. I know it's a hard thing. It really does suck. It's a hard thing to come back from. I don't wish it upon anybody, but it's also the thing about life. One true thing about life is death. You know, one thing that will for sure happen, and that's unfortunate, but anyways, Jesus Christ, are we depressing the listeners yet? Are you guys fucking depressed or like, this is not doing it for me, man? You're talking about like having hope and shit, but you're fucking bringing me down, dude. Anyways, let's take another fucking drink. And I gotta say, just to switch gears a little bit, we talked a little stars, a little sports. How far are we in? Oh, 23 minutes. Good God, I talked a lot of sports. Dude, I was getting shit the other day. I said I was vegan on the podcast. I've said that a few times before. Well, I guess someone listened to the episode where I was talking about going fishing, and she's like, you know you're not vegan if you go fishing. You think that fish wants to have a hook in its mouth? You think, you know, so just like, fucking shut up, dude. Stop it. Just stop. Why are people like this? You're almost as bad as a religious person that won't stop pushing their religion on you. You know what I mean? Like, I get that you have faith, and I appreciate that. I respect that, you know. I have faith, personally, myself, I do. But don't fucking push your shit on me, man. And not only that, but if somebody's fucking trying, inevitably, this is just, you know, a basic argument. Inevitably, I am saving the lives of the animals I am not eating. Yes or no? And it would be a yes. It's a resounding yes. Was resounding the right word? I don't fucking know. I almost said astounding. That's definitely not right. Anyways, I'm so fucking stupid. But I am making a point here. You know, Here's my thing. Maybe this is a dumb way to think. But if you don't want me to go fishing and possibly kill a fish and eat that fish, well, then you should jump into the fucking lake and stop every other fish from eating every other fish. And that's just it. That's just human. No, that's just nature. It's not even human nature. That's just the cycle of life. And we just happen to have the knowledge to throw a fucking line in the water with a hook and a worm and catch a fucking fish to feed our fucking family. You know? Like, what? I don't get it. It's okay for other fish to eat other fish, but it's not okay for humans. We're all still animals, right? You know, it's just because our method is different. We don't swallow the fish whole. Like, it's not acceptable. I just don't fucking, it doesn't make any sense to me. That's the whole thing I didn't understand about Beyonce and like Jay-Z. I think it was more Beyonce. When she came out and she was fucking vegan, everybody's like, well, that's not vegan. You can't eat fucking honey. You can't eat fucking honey and be vegan. You know what they did to that baby? It's just like, shut the fuck up. They're trying. They're at least fucking trying, man. You know, and I should actually be. So I'm not vegan anymore, by the way. I'm plant-based. I'm done considering myself vegan after all these fucking cocksuckers want to come after people. And it's not just me. I see it online all the time. Well, this isn't vegan because of that. It's like splitting hairs. And I'm like, well, at least the person is researching and trying. Maybe they don't have 15 fucking years being vegan like you do. Maybe they just started. Did you get it perfect the day you fucking started? You psycho? Yeah, I just ate spinach for 3 months. Okay, well, you're psychotic, all right? Not everybody's like you. You understand that, right? Anyways, I'm just so sick of the vegan culture. I really, really am. And PETA's one of the worst. Like, I get it. I'm all for animal rights and not abusing and killing animals just willy-nilly. I get it. I'm right there with you. I don't want those things either. But good God, like, just going to the extremes with everything. And I know that's the reality. I get it. You know, your fucking pig is slaughtered in a slaughterhouse. You know, the chicken gets his fucking throat sliced. I get it. I've seen all the images before, but it's just like, good Lord, man. Just to assume veganism is for everybody is pretty goddamn bold. I will just tell you from my experience, I've said this a million times on the podcast. One of my ex-girlfriends, she tried to go vegan with me. I went for 6 months this point in time in my life. I was vegan for 6 months total. About 3 months in, she's like, all right, you know what? I see you're doing it. You're all right. I'm going to give it a shot. She lasted 3 weeks and she was just sick, sick as a fucking dog. I don't feel like everybody can do this diet. It's not for everybody. Just like I feel like for me, eating meat just isn't for me. I'm not opposed to eating meat. Or cheese. God damn, I love cheese. God, I was thinking about cheese the other day. It was like a wet dream, dude. Just thinking about cheese. What kind of cheese? At Colby Jack. Fucking sharp cheddar. Mild cheddar. I don't give a fuck. I'll take Swiss. I'll take Munster. Dude, I love cheese. It's so fucking good. Anyways, before I go inside and like eat all my chick's cheese. I do love it. Here's my thing. From now on, I will eat only plants. I am plant-based. But the only way I will eat meat is if I actually go out and hunt it and kill it myself. And my first thing to do on my list is an elk. I want to go on an elk hunt. Anybody write me at drinkuntillyoupodcast@gmail.com. If you can get me on an elk hunt, I want to go. I want to kill my own elk. I want to take it to the butcherman's. I want to do the whole fucking thing. I'm not opposed to it. But I need to feel some sort of like connection to this fucking animal. I tracked this animal. I found it. I just don't want to shoot fish in a barrel. I want to go out and I want to go fish. And if I don't get any fucking bites, I don't get any bites. I don't feed anybody. Now fish isn't my favorite. So even if I caught a fish, I probably wouldn't eat it anyway. But yeah, man, that's what I'm going to do. If I'm going to eat meat in my life, I will be sure to hunt it myself, kill it myself, and do everything I need to do to have that piece of meat. And you know what? On top of that, I don't want the factory farmed fucking pig. You know, I don't want the factory farmed elk, you know, to where they just got the guillotine right by the feeder. So when they stick their fucking head through, all right, Chris, God damn it. Painting so many goddamn pictures. We get it. We understand death. Anyways, let's take another drink. Cheers, everybody. Oh, man, I don't have much left. All right, how much of the Cowboys game have I missed? 20 minutes? That's not bad. Probably still in the first quarter. Anyways, that's going to do it for me. No drink recommendations this week. I rambled on for so long, I totally forgot. And that's going to do it for me. Let me find some music here. The opening bit was my band Cashing In. If you liked it, you can find us on SoundCloud. Just type Cashing In, two separate words. Is there a score in the Cowboys game? 7-0 Rams! Get the fuck out of here! God damn it, Cowboys! Give me 1 second. We'll take our last drink. Alright, guys. I'll talk to you next fucking week. Sorry for the late episode. I'm gonna try to get it done on Wednesday this coming week. 138 weeks in a row! Cheers, everybody! Don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Be safe out there, you guys. I'll talk to you next fucking week. Go Cowboys. Go fucking Stars. Bye, guys.